Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off in Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the last line of the page. The Gemara goes back to the discussion of Kavana when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar. We've been discussing whether one needs to have Kavana. So Amalei Rabbi Zera L'Shamei, Rabbi Zera said to his Shamish, Ichavein V'Takali, I want you to have Kavana when you blow for me the Shofar. Alma Kasavar Mashmiya by Kavana. It sounds like he holds that the guy who's blowing the Shofar needs to have Kavana. Hayover Mesve, but ask the Gemara, is that really true? Didn't we learn Hayover Achori Beis Knesses Shoshay Beiso Samach LeBeis Knesses? If you happen to have been walking by a shul while they were blowing shofar, or you happen to live near a shul v'shama kol shofar, and you hear the sounds of the shofar or kol megillah or the sounds of a megillah emanating from the shul, im kivin libo yatzavim lav lo yatza, you're only yotze if you have kavana, not if you don't have kavana. We had this when the shul was in my basement years ago, so my wife would hear shofar from the kitchen, wherever she was in the house. So if she could just pause and listen to the shofar. So if you're having kavana, you're yotze. If not, you're not yotze. But ask the Gemara, if you need the guy blowing to have kavana, v'chikivin li b'mayhavi. What does it help that you're having kavana when you're listening? Heichlokum mechavin adai to didei. The guy blowing is not having kavana to be motzi you. He's only having kavana to be motzi the people in the room. So ask the Gemara, hacha b'shliach tzibur askin adidaiti akuli alma. The shliach tzibur's kavana is to be motzi anyone who hears. It's for the whole world, whoever happens to be hearing. So he is having kavana in that case. Gemara tries to bring another raya that the guy blowing the shofar does not have to have kavana. Tashema, niskavin shomea, v'lo niskavin mashmiya. Niskavin mashmiya, v'lo niskavin shomea. Lo yatza ad sheiskavin shomea u'mashmiya. You're not yotze unless both the guy blowing and the guy listening have kavana. But it implies katani mashmiya dumya deshomeya. The type of kavana necessary for the blower is similar to the type of kavana necessary for the listener. Mashomeya shomeya la'atzmo af mashmiya mishmiya la'atzmo. Just like the shomeya has to have kavana to be yotze his own personal chiyuv, maybe that's all the mashmiya has to have kavana for, to be yotze his own personal chiyuv. The katani lo yatza, and it's only in that when he's not having even that kavana is even to be motzi himself, he's not yotze. But if he has kavana even just to be motzi himself, but no kavana to be motzi anybody else, then you are yotze. So you see that the mashmiya, the guy blowing the shofar, doesn't have to have kavana to be motzi you. He only needs to have kavana to be motzi himself. Says Gemara Tanayihi. In fact, whether the mashmiya has to have kavana to be motzi you is a machlokas tanayim. Ditanya, we have a braisa shomea shomea. The guy who hears Tkiyah Shofar has to have Kavana to be Yotze himself. Umashmiya mashmiya lefi darko, but the one blowing the Shofar, if he's trying to be Yotze himself, that's good enough, even if he's not trying to be Motzi other people. But Amar Rabbi Yossi b'medvar mamurim, b'shliach tzibur, avol b'yachid lo yatzad sheyizkavi shomeya mashmiya, that a shliach tzibur, that when we say that he could just do his thing, that means a shliach tzibur whose thing is to try to be yotzi, motzi everybody. But if a guy is not trying to be motzi everybody, then he has to have in specific intended kavana for each person who he's actually blowing the shofar for. So it's in fact a machlokas tanaim, whether the mashmiya, we'll make this main point number one, machlokas tanaim, whether the mashmiya has to have kavana to be motzi whoever is listening, or it's good enough for him to have kavana that he's trying to be yotzei the mitzvah himself. Now the next Mishnah discusses other things that relate to kavana. Vayakashar yara Moshe yadav gavar Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hand, so Klal Yisrael was victorious in its war with Amalek. V'chiyadav shal Moshe osos melchama oshovros melchama. Did the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu determine the outcome of a war? Elomer lechanos, to tell you that kolz Moshe Yisrael mistaklan klapei malo meshabdenes l'mlavei meshabshmayim, so long as the Jewish people looked upward in tefillah and were meshabi themselves takorosh baruch hu, Miskabrim, then they were strong in war. Vim lav, but if they were not looking up to Shemayim and Moshe's hands were down, and therefore they were not looking, Laviyam Shabashmayim Hayu Noflim, then they would fall in war. Kiyotse Badavar Ata Omer. So you have a similar thing. Aseluchasar Fisimo Saalnes, Vayakola Noshak Rosa Vachai, that in order to stop the plague, they said, make a serpent and put it on a stick, and whoever would look up at it would live. What? Vachinachash Memes. So Nachash Mechaya, does a snake, the symbol of medicine, right? A snake on a stick. Does a snake cause life or death? Is that Ella? No, it's bizman sheyishol misak and klapim mylum mishab neslim lavim shvashmayim ayim misrapin vim lavayin nimokim. When the Jewish people were looking up toward Shemayim and they had a kavana for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what they got. That's when they got the refuah. Otherwise, they were not getting a refuah. Cheresh shota v'katan motzin esramin dechavasan. A cheresh shota or a katan cannot be motzi other people in the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Zehaklal. Kol she'enu mechuyev b'davar, enu motzi esramin dechavasan. Anyone who themselves is not obligated cannot be motzi other people in the mitzvah of shofar. So maybe main point number two over here is that the Mishnah gives the example of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands and the serpent on the stick. For when we look up Klapei Shemayim, we're going to have our prayers will be answered. When we're not looking in tefillah, then we're going to suffer. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa. Kol chayim b'tkiyah shofar, kranam levim, yisrael, megerim, avadim, shucharim, v'tumtum, androgynous, mishchatzev, v'chazem, mechorin. Everyone's chayim b'tkiyah shofar, all categories of people, kohanim, levim, yisraelim, converts, avadim, kananim, that have been freed, an androgynous who has simanim of a male and a female, and someone who's half free and half servant. Tumtum, eina motzi los, mina v'losh, eina mino. A person who's a tumtum cannot be motzi another tumtum, nor can he be motzi someone who's a regular person, because the tumtum might actually be a nekeva, meaning the tumtum is just, we don't know, it's ambiguous genitalia, but he might be a nekeva, and a nekeva cannot be motzi. Androgynous motzi esmina velo she'ena mina. An androgynous is both, so either he has the halachic status, it's a suffix what his status is, but that same suffix applies to every androgynous, and therefore he could be motzi another androgynous, but he cannot be motzi somebody else. He cannot be motzi a regular male, just in case he is a female. Someone who's half servant and half free man cannot be motzi anybody, because the half eved shebo is blowing the shofar partially. He can't be motzi the half ben chorin of the other guy. So Gemara explains the brisa. Amar mara kol chayim tkiyah shofar kranam levim yisraelim pshita. Isn't the first part of the brisa obvious that Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim are all chayiv? Ihani lo mechayiv iman mechayiv. Because after all, if Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim wouldn't be chayiv, then who would be chayiv? Says more Kohanim Mitzvichle. The Chiddush is Kohanim. Sal kadaitach min ahol ksiv yom trua yelachem. Since the Pasuk says yom trua yelachem, I would think mandale seyla betekia dechad yomahu de mechayiv, that when is a person chayiv? When someone only has tekios on this day, but doesn't have tekios the whole rest of the year. Vani Kohanim hol v'yisnu betekios tekol hashana. Since they have tkios all the time in the Beis Hamikdash for all the karbanos, d'chsev tkatem chatzotzos ala lo seichem ema lo lechayv. I might have thought that they're not chayv in tkios of Rosh Hashanah. Come ashmala, and therefore that's tell me they're chayv in the tkios of Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, mi dami. How can you even have that havamina that since they get other tkios, they're not going to be chayv in tkios shofar? Hasam chatzotzos v'hacha shofar. Over there it's chatzotzos, and over here it's a shofar. El itzrich. No, the reason the Brice has to say the Kohanim are chayiv in tekiyah shofar is because Sal kadai techamina hol l'tanan shava yovel l'Rosh Hashanah. I might have thought that since the Mishnah says that yovel is like Rosh Hashanah l'tekiyah, that just like tekiyah and Rosh Hashanah is a straight horn of a Ya'el, so too tekiyah of Yom HaKippurim of Yovel should be a straight horn of a Ya'el. Ule v'rachos, and just like in Rosh Hashanah we say nine brachos in the Shemona Esrei, including Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, so too on Yom Kippur of Yovel we say those same nine brachos. So I would have thought man di isei b'mitzvah sayovel, someone who's included in the mitzvah of Yovel, which is only Yisraelim, isei b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah is included in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. V'hani kohanim hol v'lasnu b'mitzvah diyovel, but the kohanim who are not included in the mitzvah of Yovel, because the Mishnah says in Meseches HaRachin, when it comes to Batei Arichoma, that someone who sells a house in a walled city from the days of Yoshua Ben Nun is able to redeem the house within 1 year of the sale, but if he doesn't do it within that 1 year, the bias is going to remain in the hands of the buyer, and if someone sells a Stei Achuza, he's not able to redeem it until 2 years after the Mechira, and if someone is Makdish the Stei Achuza, he's able to be Goel from Hegdish, but if he doesn't do it, then the Gizbar sells the field to someone else, then he's never going to be able to be gold asada, and the sada is yotze biyovel from the lokeach and is given to kohanim. And on that, the Mishnah says kohanim levim mochrin the olam the gold in the olam, that by bate erichoma they're able to be goel even after 1 year, and by steachusa they're able to be goel even within 2 years of the sale, and by makdash steachusa they're able to be goel even after the gizbar sells it to someone else. So you see, all of these dinim don't apply to a kohen. With the din of yovel by makdash steachusa doesn't apply to a kohen. So ema b'mitzvah drash shana lo l'chayvu. I might think, therefore, the kohen shouldn't be included in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah either. Kamashvallan. That's the chiddush, that quite amount included in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So let's make that a main point. Two explanations of what the chiddush is that a kohen is included in the mitzvah of shofar. A, first explanation, A, was that even though they have shofar throughout, they have tkios throughout the year with the karbanos, they're still included in this special mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. And B, even though some of the dinim of Yovel don't apply to them, and we link Yovel with Rosh Hashanah, still they're included in the mitzvah of tkia of Rosh Hashanah. So now we continue to analyze this brisa. Someone who's half servant, half free man cannot be motzi someone like him, nor someone who's not like him. Amrav huna ula atzma motzi, but he can be motzi himself. Meaning, if he blows shofar, he himself is yotze. Amrav nachal rav huna maishal acherim delo. Why is it that he can't be motzi other people, delosi tzad avdus umapik tzad cherus, because we don't want his tzad avdus to blow a shofar for someone else's tzad cherus. Well, then by that same logic, la'atzmonami, lo'asi tzad avdus didei, umapik tzad cherus didei, his own tzad avdus should not be motzi his own tzad cherus. Ella amar Rav Nachman, rather Rav Nachman says, af li'atzmo einu motzi. He can't even be motzi himself. Tanya namihachim yishchetzev l'chazim v'chorin, af li'atzmo einu motzi. He can't even be motzi himself. So the next main point, machlokas, whether chatzi yav v'chatzi ben chorin, can even be motzi himself. He for sure cannot be motzi others. He may not even be able to be motzi himself. Okay, now we're going to discuss brachos, if you could be motzi others with a bracha when you yourself are not chayiv. Tani ava breit Rabbi Zeira, kala brachos kulan, ava b'shiyotza motzi. All brachos, even if you were already yotzei, you could still be motzi other people with shemei kona. Chutz mi birchas halechem u birchas hayayin, except for a motzi lechem in aretz or bar pri agafen, and what it really means, or any such similar brachos, any birchas hanehenin, you can't be motzi. Sheim lo yatza, where if you need to say that bracha for yourself, then motzi. Then you're able to be motzi others. But vim yatza. But if you yourself are not obligated in that bracha right now, you've already been yotze, or you happen to not be eating, einu motzi. Then you cannot be motzi other people. So bai Rava, Rava raises the following shayla, birchas halechem shel matza. Ubirchas hayayin shel kiddush hayom. If a person makes a bracha of hamotzi on matzah on the night of the seder, or bar pri agafen for kiddush, mahu, can a person be motzi other people even though he's already been yotzei with his kiddush or achilas matzah? Or do we say no, only so long as he hasn't been yotzei? Do we assume kivin dechovahu mapik, that since it's an obligation to say these are mitzvos, it's not stam, it's an obligation, therefore he can be motzi with these brachos other people? Adilma bracha. Or maybe the bracha is not part of the mitzvah. It's just that since the mitzvah involves drinking or eating, mimele you also have to say birch sanenin. But that birch sanenin is not part of the mitzvah itself. So that's the shayla. That's the shayla. So says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. Tashma. Dom Rav Ashi ki avin be Rav Papa have mekadish lan. When Rav Bar Rav Papa, he was motzias in kiddush on Friday night. V'cheva asa arise midavra, and when his workers would come back from the field, have mekadish lu, he would again say kiddush for them. So you see that even though you're already yotzei, you could still be motzi other people. So let's make a main point over there. Someone who has already been yotzei a birchas hanenin cannot be motzi other people, But if it's a hamotzi of matzah or a bar pri hagafen of kiddush, then he can be motzi other people because that's considered part of the mitzvah. Let's just finish up the parak and then so the next year we could start with the new parak. Tan Rabbana, we learned in a brisa, lo yifros adam prusa la'orchin, a person should not break off a piece of bread for the guests and make hamotzi to be motzi them, elim kein ochel imayim, unless you're eating together with them, because you can't be motzi other people in bread, if in the bracha, birchas hanenin, of hamotzi lechem min haaretz, unless you're enjoying with them. Avol poreis hu lebanav l'bnei beiso, kedei l'chanchan b'mitzvos. But you're allowed to say the bracha for your children, in order to be mechanich your children, in how to say brachos, how to do mitzvos. U'bahalel, u'bamegillah, afal pishe yatza, motzi. When it comes to reading halel, or reading the Megillah on Purim, even if you've already been yotze, you already said halel, you already read the Megillah, you could still be motzi other people in the mitzvah, and this is a critical point, this will be the last main point of the parak. When it comes to a mitzvah, even if you've already been yotze that mitzvah, you can be motzi other people in the mitzvah, and this is based on the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevin Zelazeh, that we're all responsible for each other. So the fact that you have not yet done the mitzvah is nogea to me, it matters to me, and therefore I can be motzi you still. It's as if something is still missing from my mitzvah, so long as you haven't done the mitzvah. So Hadron Alach Ru'u Bezdin, Bezrus Hashem, next time we will begin the fourth and final perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah.